All right. Are you ready to jump into something pretty interesting?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're going to be taking a close look at Trivalis, their new tenant services strategy. It covers 2024 to 2029.
Big plans.
Yeah. And, you know, whether you're a tenant yourself or maybe you're just interested in how housing services can really affect communities.
Now they impact communities.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a really fascinating look. And I've got a feeling this isn't going to be your typical landlord approach.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. What Trivalis is doing here is they want to go beyond just being a landlord. Right.
Yeah.
So they're calling their strategy Building Brighter Futures.
Okay.
And it's really full of these ideas about how to boost tenant well-being.
Yeah.
Make communities thrive. Really a different approach, I think.
It's a pretty big statement, right? We're not just going to give you a roof over your head. We want to help people build better lives. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're really starting with the fundamentals.
Yeah.
So the document really emphasizes this idea of, like, getting back to basics.
Okay.
Which are things like, you know, making sure that the housing is high quality.
Yeah.
Treating all the tenants with respect.
Right.
And then, you know, really ensuring fairness, making sure that everybody has equal access to the services.
So it seems like they're really trying to lay down a strong foundation before they build, you know, the rest of the house, metaphorically.
Absolutely, yeah. Get those fundamentals right.
But I'm seeing that they are also making some pretty big changes to their whole approach. On top of this foundation, so to speak,
yeah.
And they're calling it a culture of collaboration,
which
I think sounds pretty promising, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what they're doing is they're moving away from kind of like the rigid rules,
okay,
you know, procedures, and they're trying to create a system that's much more collaborative.
Oh, wow.
And results oriented, you know, so it's really, I think, a big shift.
Yeah. So instead of just saying, this is how it is, you know, take it or leave it, they actually want to work with tenants to find solutions that really work, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yeah. So it's about partnership, really.
Okay.
And to do that, they're putting a lot of resources into training their staff in something that they call collaborative communication.
So less lecturing and more listening. Is that what they're kind of getting at?
Exactly. Yeah. It's much more about that active listening.
Right.
Understanding people's needs and working together to find solutions. Yeah.
I can already picture, you know, a much more personalized experience, you know, rather than just kind of the, that one size fits all approach that you sometimes get.
Yeah. It can be quite impersonal sometimes, can't it? So this is quite different.
Yeah.
And I think if they can pull this off, this could really empower tenants.
Yeah.
And make the whole system much more responsive, I think.
So let's get into some of the specifics here. What are some of these key changes that they're making to actually bring this collaborative strategy, as they're calling it, to life? One of the things that I thought was pretty interesting is this smaller patches, stronger connections idea. I mean, it sounds like something straight out of, like, you know, a feel-good community movie.
It does, doesn't it? But there's real substance to it. So what they're doing is they're restructuring how they assign community housing officers.
Oh, okay.
So instead of having these officers cover these huge areas, you know, they're going to be responsible for these smaller patches.
Okay.
Which means that they can get to know the tenants much better.
Right.
And get to know the community much better as well.
So it's like, imagine your housing officer actually being a familiar face in your neighborhood. You know, someone who knows you.
Yeah.
Knows your concerns. I mean, that just seems like a game changer, right? For building trust and actually, you know, getting things done.
Yeah. 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 I think building those personal connections is so important.
Right.
And that's really what they're trying to do here. You know, being able to respond to those tenant needs quickly. Effectively.
Okay.
But it's not just about being more visible. They're also changing what those housing officers actually do.
Okay. So they're becoming what they call key workers for tenants.
Exactly.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty big deal. What does that actually mean in practice?
So think of it kind of like your dedicated guide within Trivalis.
Okay.
Right. So your community housing officer or you know, sheltered housing coordinator.
Yeah.
They're there to help you navigate all of the, you know, different services.
Yeah.
The resources that are available, whether that's related to your housing or your health or anything else that you might need.
So it's kind of like having, you know, someone in your corner who knows the system.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Knows how things work, can cut through the red tape.
Yeah. And just kind of help you out, make it a more seamless and supportive experience, I guess.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Now, here's another part of the strategy that I thought was interesting. They're calling it stepping in early.
Okay.
It's kind of like they're saying, we don't want to wait till things blow up.
Yeah.
You know, we want to prevent problems before they even start. Something like that.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, actually.
Yeah.
So rather than waiting for things to, you know, reach that boiling point.
Yeah.
These community housing officers are going to be trained to spot those early warning signs.
Oh, okay.
And intervene proactively.
So let's say there's a minor maintenance issue.
Yeah.
That's bothering you. Or, you know, maybe there's some tension brewing between neighbors.
Right.
You know, instead of just ignoring it, you know, and hoping it goes away, these housing officers will step in.
Yeah.
Use their new communication skills.
Exactly.
To find solutions before things kind of escalate.
Yeah, address those small things before they become big things.
Yeah.
I think that's really the key takeaway from that. It's a much more proactive approach.
Yeah.
Could really improve well-being and harmony in the community.
Okay, I love that. But what about those situations where somebody is facing, you know, multiple really complex challenges? You know, maybe they're dealing with financial issues or health problems, mm-hmm. maybe even, you know, facing the threat of eviction. I mean, how can one housing officer handle all of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's where their team around the tenant model comes in.
Okay.
So for those really challenging situations, they're going to bring together a whole team of specialists.
So it's not just one person, you know, trying to be a superhero.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a whole group of people, you know, working together to kind of create this personalized support plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So
right.
So they might have, you know, a financial advisor from Trayvallis. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone from a partner organization who specializes in mental health. And then the housing officer as well.
Okay.
So all working together to provide that wraparound support.
It's like they're saying, you know, we're not going to let you fall through the cracks.
Precisely.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, they recognize that housing is just one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
When it comes to somebody's well-being.
Yeah.
And they're really trying to address those, you know, underlying issues.
Yeah.
That might be contributing to somebody's struggles.
Okay, so they've got this big vision, these exciting new approaches.
Yeah.
But how are they going to know if it's actually working?
Yeah.
You know, how will they measure success?
That is the question, isn't it?
It is.
And that's something that we'll dig into a bit deeper in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, a cliffhanger. I love it. But before we move on, I'm curious to hear kind of your initial thoughts. What's standing out to you so far about Trayvallis' approach?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here, I think. One of the big things that we need to think about is how they're going to measure success with all of these changes.
That's a good point, because like, how do you measure something like community well-being, right?
Yeah.
Or whether people feel empowered.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like counting up, you know, how many houses they've built.
No, it's much more nuanced than that.
Yeah. They're talking about things like tracking tenant satisfaction and staff satisfaction through surveys.
Okay.
Looking at operational data, you know, things like, you know, number of antisocial behavior cases, those sorts of things.
So kind of like those classic metrics that we're used to seeing.
Yeah. But those numbers, they only tell, you know, a part of the story.
It's like judging a book by its cover, right? You need to read the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah. You miss all the nuances, all the detail.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, those traditional metrics are important, but they also need to gather, you know, that qualitative data. Things like, you know, personal stories from the tenants.
Yeah.
Feedback from their partners in the community.
Oh, okay.
Observations from their staff, you know, the people who are working on the ground.
It's really about getting that human perspective.
Yeah.
Those real life experiences that you just can't get from a spreadsheet, right?
Absolutely. And this is where that collaborative communication piece, I think, becomes really crucial.
Yeah, I see that.
Because by actually having those open and honest conversations with tenants, they can gather insights that go way beyond those simple data points.
It's almost like they're creating this feedback loop, you know? They're constantly learning, adapting based on what they're hearing from the people that they're serving.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a much more dynamic process than just setting these targets and then measuring them at the end, you know?
Right, right.
But, you know, we have to remember that even with the best intentions and a well-thought-out plan, there are always going to be those external factors that can impact things.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Things like the cost of living crisis, changes in government policy, those sorts of things.
Absolutely. Those can have a ripple effect on communities. You know, no matter how well, you know, an organization like Trivalis is doing.
And that's kind of outside of their control.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I think, you know, it's so important for them to be adaptable. Resilient.
Okay.
You know, they need to be able to adjust their approach as things change.
Right.
Recognizing that there is no one-size-fits-all solution.
It's kind of like navigating a ship through rough waters, right? You need to constantly be adjusting your course.
And good analogy.
Based on, you know, the winds and the waves.
Exactly. And one of the areas where I think we see that focus on, you know, flexibility, responsiveness, is in their stepping in early approach.
Yeah. So it's almost like they're saying, you know, we're not just here to react to crises. We want to help create a more positive and harmonious environment, like from the get-go.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And they're really trying to give their community housing officers the tools to do that, you know.
Okay.
Equipping them with those collaborative communication skills that we talked about.
Yeah.
So they can, you know, engage with tenants in a much more constructive way.
So instead of just enforcing rules, they're really trying to work with people, understand their situation, and find ways to resolve things, you know, kind of together.
Yeah, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
This could involve, you know, helping tenants access financial support, connecting them with other resources in the community, even mediating disputes between neighbors.
I mean, it really sounds like they're trying to build trust, you know, giving people the support that they need before things reach, you know, a breaking point.
Exactly. Prevention rather than cure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, we've talked about those really complex situations where somebody needs more intensive support.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that team around the tenant model comes in.
Exactly. Because, you know, sometimes one person, no matter how dedicated they are, they can't handle everything.
No, they can't be an expert on everything.
Absolutely not. So instead of having all these different departments, you know, operating in silos.
Right, right.
They're really trying to create these teams that bring together that expertise.
Yeah.
From all these different areas.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, a tenant who's struggling with their mental health, maybe having trouble making ends meet.
Yeah.
Maybe even facing eviction.
Right. That's like a triple whammy.
It is. And this team around the tenant approach, you know, allows Trivalis to pull together the right people to create a support plan that's really tailored to that individual's needs.
So they might have, like we said before, a financial advisor from Trivalis, a mental health professional from a partner organization, and the housing officer all working together.
All working together, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be really effective.
Yeah, it's about recognizing that all these different challenges, they're often interconnected.
Yeah.
And addressing them in a more holistic way.
And I imagine this approach is particularly important now with the rising cost of living and all the pressure that's putting on people.
Absolutely. It's a huge factor. And I think, you know, by providing that kind of intensive support, Trivalis is really trying to help tenants weather those storms.
Yeah.
And prevent things from spiraling out of control.
So it's clear that they're aiming to be more than just a landlord, right? They want to be a true community partner.
Yeah.
Invested in the long-term well-being of their tenants.
Yeah. I think it's a really powerful shift.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, putting such a comprehensive and ambitious plan into action, it's going to come with its challenges, right?
Of course. Yeah. There are going to be learning curves, unexpected obstacles, and, you know, times when they just have to adapt based on, you know, what they're learning.
Absolutely.
But I think what's encouraging to me is that they seem to understand that, you know, they're not pretending to have all the answers. They're committed to being transparent, open to feedback.
Yeah. And they're inviting the tenants and staff and, you know, partners to all be a part of this.
So it's like a true collaborative effort.
It is. Yeah.
So as we move into the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
I want to hear from you. You know, what parts of the strategy do you find particularly promising, and what potential challenges do you see on the horizon?
Yeah, well, I think one of the most promising things is how they're talking about tenant strengths.
Oh, yeah. That's a really interesting angle.
It's kind of at the heart of their whole approach, I think, and it's something that really sets them apart.
Yeah.
They're not just focused on the problems. They're recognizing that, you know, every tenant has something to offer.
Okay.
You know, some sort of skill or talent or passion that can contribute.
Right. So it's a much more positive way of kind of framing things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's empowering.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just seeing what's wrong, you're trying to identify and build on those strengths.
Right, right.
And it's not just about the individual tenants either. It's about recognizing the assets that exist within the community as a whole.
Okay.
So, you know, they're partnering with local organizations, tapping into the resources that are already there.
Yeah.
And really trying to kind of, you know, build on what's working.
So it's kind of like, instead of coming in with, you know, this prepackaged solution,
yeah,
they're saying, let's, you know, figure out what makes this community unique and work together to create something that really meets your needs.
Exactly. It's about co-creation. Recognizing that the best solutions often come from within the community itself.
Makes sense.
And, you know, this strengths-based approach, it's woven into so many parts of their strategy.
Okay.
You know, remember when we were talking about community housing officers having those smaller patches?
Yeah.
That's partly about giving them the time to actually get to know the tenants, to see those strengths.
Right, because if you've got a huge area to cover, you don't really have the time.
Exactly. You're just firefighting. You know, you're just dealing with problems.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have that smaller patch, you can actually build relationships, see the potential.
It's like they're saying, you know, everyone has a story. Everyone has something to contribute.
Yeah.
And by tapping into those strengths, you know, they can help build a more vibrant, a more resilient community.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we've talked a lot about the what of the strategy, you know, the specific things they're changing.
Right, right.
But I think it's also important to acknowledge the how, you know.
Okay.
Actually shifting to this new way of thinking, this collaborative, tenant-centric approach.
Yeah.
It requires a real cultural change.
I can imagine.
Both within Trivalis and within the communities they serve.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just about, you know, changing policies on paper. It's about changing mindsets, behaviors, relationships.
It's about changing the whole culture.
Yeah. And that takes time. Effort, you know, a lot of open communication.
Yeah, there are going to be challenges. You know, there will be moments of uncertainty.
Right.
And they'll need to be constantly learning and adapting based on the feedback that they're getting, you know.
But I think, you know, what gives me hope is that they seem to understand that they're not pretending to have all the answers.
No.
You know, they're inviting everyone to be a part of the process.
Yeah, it's a journey.
Yeah.
And they're inviting everyone to come along.
It's kind of like they're saying, we're all in this together. And I think that's what makes this strategy so exciting, right?
It is. Yeah. It's not just about providing housing. It's much bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, empowering people, building stronger communities,
right.
You know, creating a more just and equitable society.
It's a big vision.
It is.
But, you know, as we've seen throughout this whole deep dive, it seems like they're taking, you know, concrete steps to make it a reality.
They are, yeah. And I'm really excited to see how it unfolds.
Me too. Well, I think it's time for us to wrap up.
Okay.
But before we do, I want to leave everyone with one final thought.
Okay.
Imagine for a moment that you could design, you know, the ideal housing service, you know.
Okay.
One that truly puts tenant well-being and community empowerment at the forefront.
It's a big challenge.
It is. So what would it look like? What values would it embody?
Yeah.
You know, what kind of impact would it have? And what concrete actions would you take to actually get there?
Some great questions to reflect on, I think.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, after listening to this, you can, you know, explore Trivalis's strategy in more detail on their website, or maybe attend a community meeting,
yeah,
or even just have a conversation with your neighbors about, you know, what matters most.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, creating a brighter future for our communities is a collaborative effort.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into Trivalis' new tenant services strategy.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep striving to make a difference.